Heyo, welcome to Built to Be You. My name is Michaela and I am so pumped that you're here. I made this podcast so you can uncover what it means to be you and learn how you can fully step into your potential while trying to navigate your 20s, overcoming previous failures, learning to face your fears, dance with your emotions, and take messy action in order to build and become the best you. You can expect a little bit of mixed up love and a whole lot of real talk. But let me just say, this journey is so much more fun with a bestie. So buckle up and let's do it together. What is up, my Built to Be You friend, and welcome back to this week's episode. It's been a minute. Your girl took a little podcast break. I celebrated my 27th birthday. All good things are happening in my own life, but also in the Built to Be You community behind the scenes. A lot of exciting things coming down the pipeline. So if this is your first time here, hi, hello. My name is Michaela, your nurse BFF, podcast host, hype woman, all the things in between. I'm a girl. If you're a longtime listener, I love you so much and thank you for being here and for supporting me and this mission and this podcast. It truly wouldn't be possible without you. But before we dive into today's episode, can I ask you to do me a favor? If you're listening to Apple Podcasts, if you could just scroll down, 30 seconds is all it's going to take, leave a rating and review. It truly means so, so much to me. And this is how we get the Built to Be You mission, the Built to Be You mantra, the Built to Be You lifestyle in the ears of more women. And you know the ripple effect is so, so real. So the more people we impact, the more people we reach, the bigger the wave is across the universe, which like, what? It is so wild to me that this podcast is literally reaching women and humans all across the globe at any given moment in different time zones, in different countries, in different continents. What? It truly, I just can't even. But I wanted to talk today about something that has been on my heart recently, and I'm sure you can relate. When it looks good on paper, but sucks your soul. When the job checkmarks all the boxes, it checkmarks the paycheck and the hours, you know, the benefits, when the relationship checkmarks all of the boxes, and on the outside looking in, you got it, girl. You have it together. You are winning. But on the inside, you are crumbling. You are dying a little bit each and every day, each and every moment, because you know in your heart of hearts that what you're doing is not in alignment with your soul's purpose, with your soul's calling. And you know I am all about coming home to yourself here and living in that deep full body fuck yes alignment. And it can be really hard when to everybody else you have it together. But the truth is that nobody spends every single moment, every single day, every single experience with you like you do. Because even though from the outside looking in, if you have it together, if on the inside you don't, you're crumbling, you're disconnected, you're wondering what the hell you're doing, it's going to catch up with you eventually. And it's going to be like a ticking time bomb where you're just going to have this explosive moment, this rock bottom moment of, you know, leaving your relationship or ending the marriage or leaving the job or whatever it might be. And I don't want that for you. So before you get to that point, I want to just dive in. And I want you to ask yourself, do you feel like you're truly living? Or are you just getting by? You spend the days off between work, you know, filled with anxiety about going back into your next shift. When you clock into work, you're just counting down the minutes until you can clock out. You know, you are wishing away every three in a row that you work just to get to your next stretch of shifts off. That, my friend, is not living. That, my friend, is what we call getting by. You are truly in survival mode, just trying to get to the next benchmark that you've set for yourself. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to live a life where I wish away my TBD amount of days here. And so let me give you a little bit of backstory. You probably wouldn't guess it, but this was me. A year and a half, 2 years ago now. It was my first travel nurse assignment. I was working in Charlotte, North Carolina. I was on night shift. It was 1 to 6, 1 to 7, sometimes 1 to 8 ratios. I was staying in a hotel for 3 to 6 days, depending on what my schedule was like. And then I would drive back home to where I was living in Raleigh at the time, 3.5 hours between shifts. My relationship was suffering. I was barely able to function between shifts. I wasn't really eating. It wasn't training for anything, which if you know me, running is a huge part of my journey and a huge part of, you know, my day to day and what keeps me grounded. It was really hard for me to do anything besides yoga. I remember I would literally crank the perk of being in a hotel room. I would crank the heat up as high as it could go, and I would light a candle and I would shut all the lights off, and I would live stream a yoga class from a yoga studio that I really, really loved. I truly feel like that saved me in so many moments before going into work. But I was a shell of a version of myself. I quit podcasting. I quit sharing content on social media. And it was actually, it was 2 years ago now, because it was all of these memories were on my like time hop, if you will, the last couple of weeks. And I finished that travel nurse assignment wondering what the hell I got myself into. I had to take 8 weeks off before I was even remotely ready to go back to the bedside, which is a huge red flag. Nobody needs 8 weeks off. You can love 8 weeks off, but you shouldn't need it. And there's just so many experiences that I had in that one travel nurse assignment that I see nurses living every single day. Maybe it's you. Maybe you're not a nurse. Maybe you're in corporate. Maybe you're a 9-to-5er. Whatever it is that you're doing, are you just merely surviving, getting through to get the paycheck, to get the benefits, to say you did it? And when you get to that final day here and you look back on your legacy or lack thereof because you were too busy just surviving to actually thrive and make an impact, how are you going to feel about that? I don't know about you, but I wouldn't feel good about that. And chances are, because you're a woman here listening to this podcast, you wouldn't either. So the question that I want you to ask yourself, if I stay here, if nothing changes, absolutely nothing changes in the next 6 months, where do you see yourself? And this is a question that I often ask my clients to just share with me. But before I ask them this question, because it's a loaded question, before I ask them this question, we get still, we do some breath work. We invite in all of the emotions and all of the feelings, and then we hold a space that's judgment-free. And I want you to do the same for yourself. Hold a space that is judgment-free, and the feelings and the experiences that come up as soon as you ask yourself this question, grab a journal, grab a pen, and sit down and start to write. What comes up if absolutely nothing changes and you continue to live in the state of survival for the next 6 months, merely just getting by, being a shell of a version of yourself, half-assed showing up, not taking care of yourself, not stewarding your energy, not pouring into your dreams and your passions and your desires, where are you going to be? And then extend that timeline a little bit. What about in the next year? What about in the next 5 years? What about on that final day? If nothing were to change and you were to continue to live the exact same life that you're living in this exact moment on repeat, how would that make you feel? And that can be a little bit soul riveting sometimes. Because if you're not happy or you're not proud of the way that you're currently showing up or the life that you currently have, get to taking action, my friend. But before you take action, we need to have conversation. You have to figure out what it is that you do want. And if that feels like too big of a question to answer right now, because when you're in the state of survival and you have really low energy and you're just trying to scrape by, you don't really have a lot of capacity or a lot of desire to dive into the nitty-gritty. So instead, I bet you this is something you're going to be really good at, my friend. Make a list of what you don't want. What parts of your current life are you dissatisfied with? What parts of your current life suck your soul? Maybe it's your career, maybe it's your finances, maybe it's your day-to-day, maybe it's your habits, maybe it's your relationship, maybe it's the way that you talk to yourself, maybe it's the way that you sleep, whatever it might be, write it down. What don't you want? What is like a full-body fuck no right now in this season? And then after you do that and you hold the space for that without judgment, this is really important here to do all of this without judgment. What's the opposite of that? Or what's a 1 millimeter shift that you do want, that you do want to show up for, that you do want to embody, that you do want to create more of? And why I think it's so important to start with what you don't want is because you start to weed out all of the negatives. And something that I cannot stand is people who toxic positivity their way through the hard. You're in a season right now that feels really heavy. You're in a season right now where you feel like you have cinder blocks on your feet and you're just trying to get through. You are not in a season where you need to toxic positive rainbows and butterflies shooting out your bunghole, okay? You don't need to do that. You need to allow yourself to feel what you're feeling, to be where you're at. And I think that that is so, so incredibly important, because when you're ready for change, when you start to lie the foundation of supportive habits and supportive routines for your energy and for your change that you're wanting to create, then we can start to get, you know, a little bit more out of reach. But something right now being really far out of reach is not going to be in service to you. And I know this because I was there. When I was in that travel nurse assignment and I was in the worst burnout ever, I wanted to be doing things like creating podcasts and launching podcast episodes. I was working with a mentor at the time who I had outlined this beautiful program for nurses that was, I think it was a 6-month program, and it was called the Energetic Nurse Blueprint. And I was actually just revisiting the program structure, and it's gold. It is so good, and it is something that will be coming very, very soon. But I wasn't in a season where I could be holding that space or launching a program like that. And I had the dream. I planted the seed then, but I still haven't executed on it, right? And it's not, honestly, I forgot about the program, but it's good. But outside of that, what I'm saying is that sometimes we have unrealistic expectations that you are holding yourself to in the season that don't actually match where you're currently at. And I was actually having this conversation with a client the other day because we were talking about rebuilding her routines. And I was like, okay, share with me. What's the perfect routine? From the time you wake up to the time you put your head on your pillow, what are you doing it? How much time does it take? Et cetera, et cetera. And she started to outline this routine. And I was like, okay, you're working 10-hour days, usually 10 and a half. Commuting half an hour each way, that's an hour. So that's a 11 and a half hours. You're sleeping. Your goal is to sleep 8 of those hours or another 8 hours. So that's 11 plus 8, 19 and a half hours. That leaves us with 4.5 hours to do all of these things that you're placing expectations on yourself to show up for. What? That is insanity. You can't do it all of the time. And expectation management is going to be the thing that sets you free. That sets you free from staying in something that looks good on paper, but sucks your soul. And the beautiful thing about expectations is that when they're self-placed, they also get to be self-removed. So because you are the one placing the expectation on yourself that you have to stay in this job until you hit 1 year, or you have to stay in this job because it pays the bills and it's your only single option, or you have to stay in this job because you've signed a contract. You know, there are those, some of those are external expectations, but a lot of those are internal expectations, and they can be changed at any given moment. You can simply just grab it, boop, bless and release it. And it's that simple. But that simplicity requires a level of awareness and also authority to what it is that you're placing on yourself. And so with this client, I was like, you're placing really unrealistic expectations. I love you, but on what you think your routine should look like, because you're comparing yourself to a previous season of life where you had the capacity and the time for those routines. But the truth is that you don't now. So how can you remove these expectations to meet yourself in the season that you're in? And so when you are simply just getting by in survival mode, the expectation should not be that you're going to go launch a new 6-month program. The expectation should not be that you're going to go work out 7 days a week. The expectation that you get to set for yourself is one that feels safe and supportive for the season that you're in. And there's going to be a time and place for you to have those big dreams and those big goals and that masculine energy to push yourself. But right now, it's probably not it. And a lot of times when things look good on paper, we're pleasing other people. We're waiting for their validation to say, yes, sis, you're doing it. I'm so proud of you. And how I know this is because the golden handcuffs of travel nursing had me so tight. Like, they truly had me hook, line, and sinker. I was like, I cannot leave travel nursing because I cannot walk away from this money. And there were people around me who didn't get it when I told them that I was leaving full-time travel nursing. Like, you're doing what? Excuse me? But Mick, you're making a lot of money. You're working 8 months out of the year. Why would you walk away from that? And here's the thing. There's always going to be people that question what it is that you're doing, especially when it's different from what they're doing. But it's not your job to live a life for them. It's your job to live a life for you. So my biggest piece of advice is to make that decision in your heart and in your soul before you ever communicate it with anybody. You know, journal it out. Tell somebody that you really, really trust and that you know is going to support you and not going to try to talk you out of it. They're just going to hold space for you and listen. That is so, so incredibly important. So yeah, it's not about other people. It's about you. It's your life. You got one shot here. So what are you going to do with it? And just because it looks good on paper and from the outside you have it all together doesn't mean that you have to keep playing that facade. Doesn't mean that you have to keep pretending that it's all okay when it's really not. And it's okay to say that you're not okay. It's okay to say that you're not satisfied or you're not fulfilled. But it's not okay to stay in the same position or the same relationship or the same career path just because it looks good on paper. And there's a power in the transition season, which is going to be the next week's episode. So make sure you come back. But just know that just because it looks good on paper doesn't mean that it doesn't suck your soul. And chances are, because you're a woman with a lot of ambitions and a lot of dreams, you're staying in a job because of shiny object syndrome and what they're dangling in front of your face when you're really missing out on the bigger picture, the bigger impact, the bigger purpose that you have here on this earth. So make sure you come back to the next episode because we're going to talk about the truth about transition seasons that nobody talks about, and I think you're really going to vibe with it. So until next time, friend. Before you go, I just wanted to let you know that I am so dang grateful that we are now on this journey through uncovering what it means to be you together. If you love this episode, make sure you share it with your friend, or better yet, share it on social media and tag me so that way I know. Until next time, chat soon.